Saturday. If there is a Saturday, that'd be fun. You may, but you know, you're gonna kick your ass if you have to ask Phil for the answer to this. You know that, right? Or Cider Somerset. If Cider Somerset has to give you the answer to the clue to the to the world as we know it, that'd be a kick in the ass, won't it? It's all good. It's all fun. But Abram knows what we're talking about. And she's being very soft and easy and kind. But she knows this condition. Bob gets her 5 minutes every other month, whether she deserves it or not. Y'all should be reaching out to Ara, to find out what she knows, because what she does is she parses everything into its own conditioned response. That means she puts it in its own little box. And when you pick up your own little box, then you can marry it into what you're going on with. Right? Okay. Hey, number one.
Yeah.
Fucked any strange lately?
Anyway, Ion, so when you talk about the hole...
No. Have you fucked any strange lately? That's what we want to know.
No, Ion.
Damn. You need some help? We'll extend a helping hand to you, brother. We'll extend a helping hand if you need it. If you need that, that's what you need. Everybody, don't nobody care. We'll help you. We love you. Good to know that's
available.
Okay. Hell yeah, we tear it up on the weeknights, man. We do that. That's all good. We'll get you going on here. Say so you got a ledge on you now. You know you got a ledge on you now. You know what to do, eh?
Hey, so I know what you're saying about the hole and putting it through and turning it to the left.
No, stop. Inside goes to the left, outside goes to the right. Lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. Lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. The inside goes to the left. Don't fuck this up now. You're fixing to blow some shit up. That's Bob. Bob knows stuff. See, Bob knows things he's not saying, because Bob don't give a really regard. But Bob knows. And he'll let you blow up the goddamn world, but he don't care because it don't affect him. He's like, I didn't have any regard for the world. Who gives a fuck about the world? I don't even like lumpy gravy. What do I care about lumpy gravy? Fuck lumpy gravy.
Jay.
I'm sorry, Jay.
You got to move on to the next fucking victim.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Quick, get your last
thanks,
answer. What were you trying to say?
The last thing. Quit. Come on now. Okay, you got a dick. Bless your heart. Now what you want to know?
No, I'm gonna go turn the thing upside down like you said, and then see what I get.
Flip it over. Lefty, lighty. Lefty, righty.
Yeah, we got that.
He loses.
Lucy Boosie. Okay, thank you, Chair.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Bob.
All right, very good.
That's pretty good.
Okay, hey, Susanna, come on in. Hey, get your head kicked in.
Chad, how are you?
Hey, baby cakes. Chad, we'll do some more Saturday if there is a Saturday. Okay, good. Hey, darling.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yes, I'm Texas. Night. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
Yeah. Okay, quick question. Are there going to be more than four RNA bases once the new three new? Okay. Is the cord that is spoken about in Revelation the RNA helixes together, wound together?
Yes. We already said that.
Okay.
It's so fun. Since you got them here, Bob, you tearing it up, baby. That's good. Okay.
Hey, Susanna.
Come on.
What was your first question, Susanna? What was your first question? He cut it off.
What was RNA drops? four RNA bases. Will there be more once the three amino new amino acids are added?
Yes. Yes.
And then Ion said no. Are you saying that's different now, Ion? There's going to be more than two?
No. Okay. No. That was agreeing that that was your question.
Oh, right. Okay.
So not any more RNA bases. Not anymore.
Correct. Right.
But there will be
23. Come on now. You're spending 4,000 hours on some bullshit. You only got a minute. Let's go.
Okay.
Don't satisfy Bob. Bob's gonna get off without you, honey. So let's go.
Okay. Gamma radiant variant. How's that going?
Yeah. What was your second question, Susanna?
Oh, here we go.
I forgot the second question.
More about the RNA. Something about the RNA. A game.
Oh, would you like to listen to Reba McEntire?
The cord spoken about in Revelation is that the 144,000 double helixes woven into a cord. That's what's being
And what do we say?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Do you have another question before we play Reba McEntire?
Gamma radiant variant. How is that going?
It is increasing precipitously. Do you know what precipitously means?
Ominously?
Maybe. That's a good way. Bob would not agree, but that's a good word. We don't mind precipitously. We don't mind that. That's right. We said this way. That radiation is more than you know. And you're still not necessarily affected by it.
Uh-huh.
It's more than you know. But in about 5 days. Okay. Oh my God.
Is it?
Hey, what was your third question there, Susanna? Shut up.
Gamma radiant variant. How is it going? Where
Bob,
is it now?
Make her stop, Bob.
Gamma variant, what?
Radiation.
Gamma radiant variant.
Where'd you get that from?
Not a variant, it's radiation. Not a variant, it is the radiation. Bob,
well,
make her stop.
You said
a year ago. Stop. We don't need Ion. He's fucking wasting our time. Go ahead, Susanna.
Okay. Ion said I had a gamma radiant variant in my blood a year ago, in September. I had a gamma radiant variant in my blood.
Okay. And what'd he say? He says double.
Hold on, my mom is here. Okay, see. Okay, estoy en mi cuarto. Ahorita voy.
Shut up, shut up. We've never heard from her before.
Good night.
What the hell? Tell her to take her drop. Take your drop, Grandma.
Moving on.
Gamma radiant variant. Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma, she thought you were talking about you.
Gamma radiant variant. That's what Ion said.
And what Ion say? How's that? What Ion say?
And then they said it's more than I know. It's much more than I know.
Oh yeah, right.
And that
is that radiant
be,
ENT or ANT?
I don't know. Ion, which
all
is
right.
It?
Let's see if Ion dares to come back.
You put him on. Oh, you put him on mute. Oh,
yeah, now. Well, that's how we get something said. Okay, Ion, you can interrupt again. Continue your interrupting.
Oh, no, we're good. Thank you. Y'all got it all worked out.
What's the fourth question?
No, the fourth question is it radiant I-E-N-T or I-A-N-T?
We're on mute. We don't care. Next.
You're not on mute.
Yes, we are.
We heard it.
We're muted, so don't worry about it. It's all good.
Come on, Ion.
Nick, no, fuck that shit. No, no,
Play
no.
Fair,
put
I
us
on.
In a
we all
put
get
us
muted.
In a box. Put
we
us
all
in
get
a box.
Muted. We all get muted, buddy.
You play. Hey, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. That's how that goes.
It's very A-N-T.
Next question. Next
Radiant.
Question.
That's the question.
Yeah. We had something to say. We were trying to tell you something, but it didn't matter. Next.
I had no idea
goodbye.
You
couldn't finish it anyway, Zion. You can't get it. It doesn't matter.
Bye.
Come on.
Bye. No. See you Saturday, if it's Saturday. Love you, bye. Okay.
All right, we're done, I guess. Well, thanks, Ion.
Yep.
It was fun.
Thanks,
no, ignore him. Just keep asking questions. Keep asking questions. You can't ignore them.
Let Bob.
You
ask
questions,
he's got to
answer. Ask questions. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Nah, we ain't going to shit. Let me tell you what. Yeah, you come to our pay grade. You don't. I ain't gonna do shit. Yeah, we're good.
So, is the gamma radiant variant a part of COVID or something totally different?
You'll find out in about 9 seconds. Check your local. Check out your local ER. You'll find out all about that. It's a trifecta. This is the trifecta. This is the way of the triune God.
Wow. Okay.
Let's find out. It's RSV, it's COVID, and flu. Stop.
COVID and flu. But that is the radiant part.
RSV, COVID, and flu is the way of the triune God. You'll see. All right, now, go ahead. Do what you want to do.
Is radiant have to do with light?
Everything has to do with light.
Okay.
Wrong question. Okay, thank you, darling. We love you. Now, come back. Come back Saturday night. Come back.
Okay. Oh, hi, are you there?
Don't ask. You just ask your questions.
Oh,
we are stunned.
Kind of
we are stunned. Well, we are stunned. We are stunned. We are phased and confused. But go ahead.
No, I'm done. I didn't have that many questions for tonight.
Okay,
well,
thank you very much.
But I want to know more about gamma radiant variant.
Well, hang around.
Do that Saturday. Do that Saturday. If there is a Saturday. Well, if there was a Saturday, you can engage.
Thank you, Suzanne. Excellent, Suzanne.
Okay.
No, it's good. No. Bob saved the day because we were going to say stuff.
Go ahead,
we
Jermaine.
Say. Oh, Jermaine. Oh, fuck me. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Let me see them titties, baby. Ooh. That's right. See, Jack always has to be Jack but naked. He's got to be naked. We're sitting in kitty. That's all nice. He love it. Hey, baby cakes, what you got tonight?
Hey, okay. I have a question about the four stages of comprehension. I was wondering why isn't having no resistance one of them?
Okay, you're a muffle. What are you saying there, Jermaine?
Say your words. Say your words again for Bob.
To muffle.
Okay. Okay. I'm saying the four stages of
apprehension.
I was wondering why isn't one of them having no resistance?
Because
why isn't that
having
part of
no
it?
Because having no apprehension is not a resistance. If you don't have that condition, you won't have that as an apposition. You're right.
If you don't have that,
it won't be included in that position.
Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to that again. Next.
Yeah. Try it again.
I want it.
Next question. You're hot. Dog.
Yeah.
Damn, you're hot, baby. What you doing? You damn. Is Jackie doing you right?
Yes, he is.
Is
okay,
he?
My next one is
that, let us know. Let us know now. Let me tell you, we know what to do now. We got this. You let us know,
okay.
Baby Kate. Now, you're doing your thing right. You're doing your part right, so as long as he's doing right, it's all good.
Okay.
Stages of apprehension equals the position of what you're not resistant regarding. The stages of apprehension are what you're not having resistance regarding. So therefore, it wouldn't be an apprehension. It's kind of like a twirl. Bob would take that to the Thompson Quadrant and have Mary Louise have some big bullshit about it. But we're not trying to say all that. We're trying to say, to make it soft, that apprehension is not a constituency of position. If we say it that way, then you let it go, meaning that the condition that you're responding to, let's say I live in Baltimore and I'm fucked up, doesn't mean that in Baltimore you have to be fucked.
Yeah, okay.
See that?
Wow,
see the rub?
yeah, that was great.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Jermaine.
Okay.
Jermaine.
Yes.
Next thing.
Yes.
Have you any clarity on what the mountain is, Jermaine?
He has a goddamn nerve to ask that.
To talk about
we'll talk about Shambhala. We're going to talk about Shambhala. Here we go.
No, you're not.
Hey.
I'm muting you.
Yeah.
I'm muting you.
You better hurry. You better hurry.
I'm muted. Okay, so what was your answer, Jermaine, about the mountain?
Oh, I said, I was going to say you guys are part of it, and it's some kind of, my understanding is like you guys are part of it. You, Carolyn, JW, Ion.
Yeah, we're part of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You have no other information on that?
I do, but in my notes, and I don't have them in front of me.
Oh, okay. When did you take these notes? When did you write them down?
Throughout the whole, all the times that you guys talked about it before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not just this week.
No, not just this week. But I did hear some of it this week. Why?
Let's see if Ayn comes back. Okay, Ayn.
Okay. Thank you.
No, what she's trying to say is that she knows what a WAP is. Right?
Why is she saying that?
Right, Jimmy? Tell Bob what a WAP is.
It's a wet-ass pussy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Oh, Lord Jesus. See, Bob, you need to be forward-thinking. You need to come into the real world. This is what the real world's really all about now. Come on, Bobby. All right. That's beautiful.
What? Ass, what is it? What ass pussy?
No. Wet ass pussy. A WAP.
Wet ass pussy.
Yeah.
Well,
really
you know about
cold,
that,
baby.
You mean? You've experienced
that. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Make a freight train. Make a dirt road. God
well,
damn.
What are you saying about the mountain? I'm more interested in the mountain.
Not saying anything. Just break it up.
He will mute us again if we talk about that. We threaten Bob to intergage, so we stop talking. Well, Bob knows where to cut us off on the other side. We say more about the mountain you ever want to know. But yeah, no, we can't do that. Well, we could do that, but he'll mute us, and then there we go. And it'll be the last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs. What do you want to ask about Jackie? You fuck with Jackie. You got Jackie? What do you want to ask for Jackie? What you going to ask for Jackie? You've got to ask one question.
For
Go ahead.
Him. Oh, okay. How can he wield his power? Wield it better.
He's got it in his eyes. See, you don't fuck with your dick. You fuck with your prostate. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. With your prostate?
You say that. Prostate.
Prostate.
You don't understand that. You don't understand that. You don't fuck with your dick. You fuck with your prostate. The prostate is how all this works out to get the engorgement of the penis. He's trying to fuck with his dick. That's not going to work. You got to work on your prostate. That's why Bob takes his coffee enema to help his prostate. You see?
I make a big
in his bush. And he has a bush that, he's like Zohan. He's not talking about the size of his dick. He's got a bush 10 times bigger than his dick. That's the whole part.
More important.
That's another conversation. That's another conversation. So he needs to stop trying to fuck with...
Bring some of the spirits like Nadia in here.
No, that's true. Nadia's nipples, their nipples, her nipples are hot. Nadia has good nipples. We're not saying that. We like it. We'd fuck Nadia. It'd be all right. We can do that. Non-physical, so fuck with Nadia.
Gila's a different
different. That's different. We gotta go from the back side. Gila, we want the back door. We got a back door on the back side. Yeah, things happen, you know. But listen, if Jack would stop fucking with his dick and start fucking with his prostate, you'd have, no, stop, this ain't funny. If he changed the direction of he's trying to navigate what he's trying to create from his prostate, he'd have more productive response rather than just fucking with his dick.
Okay.
See, that's the difference. Okay. We'll talk to him if he has balls on he's got balls enough to ask on Saturday. He's got balls enough to ask on Saturday if Bob lets him in at 3 o'clock in the morning. If Bob lets him in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You should talk to me. With all this sex talk, you should see my voice. Holy shit, it's a wreck.
The last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs. Meanwhile, Carolyn's gone. This is a bad thing.
That's why this show's like this tonight.
Yeah, that's wild.
Gone.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, she'll be back here soon. Okay, thank you, darling. We appreciate
you
more than you
know.
You are treasured. No. You are treasured, baby. And you're doing the things you're supposed to do. We're going to help you on some of the things you need help with. We know what those are. You don't have to mention them. I know. We can get that. We'll help. It's going to be okay.
Thank you so much.
La, la, la. Watch your cash app. Okay, go to Bert.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
You got a question to me? Come on, a sober question.
Go to Bert. Go to Bert.
Okay.
We'll get to Bert. We have to censor everything Bert says. There's no big rush. Okay, go ahead, Jermaine. What's a good question?
What is he talking about? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Let her speak. Let her ask a question, Jermaine. Or J.W.
Come on, Benny Bob.
Okay, quick. Get your question before he stops yelling. Quick.
Okay, my question. How can I wield my power better?
How can she wield her power better, Ion? Her whap?
From your peep toe, swing back to me like a dog pump.
Okay. Okay. I can do one for sure.
Do you know what that means?
Well, I take it as get back on those shoes and just be a doer.
Okay.
Be a doer.
Peep toe, sling back, do me like a dog pump. That's Manolo Blahnik's shoes. You got to know who the fuck you are if you're going to wear Manolo Blahnik. They have glasses to teach your bitch ass how to walk in Manolo Blahnik. So if you're going to be all that in the bag of... you need to do that. If you ain't, then maybe Versace ain't for you.
Okay, Jermaine, you tell Boozer get his ass back in here.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I will. Thank you, guys.
We don't give a fuck about that. We don't give a fuck. We don't get Boozer. Fuck Boozer. Get him out. We'll kill him.
Is that Evan?
We don't care about him.
Is that Evan?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Evan?
Hey, sugar baby.
Yeah.
Hey, sugar baby.
Wow. Evan, on the party line.
We got to put, you got your WAP ready? You got it ready to be abused by
Iron Man?
Oh,
what?
Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus.
Anyway, get ready.
We
first on
we
first.
We're going to turn
first
you.
First on.
Okay. Yeah, okay. First on. Okay, first okay. on first. We're going to turn you hetero, honey. We're going to turn you hetero, honey. Oh, Jesus. It's going to be a psycho. Bertrand, come on, save the day. God damn, this is a, hey, this is a train wreck.
Hey, Bert.
This is a goddamn train wreck, baby. Fuck. God damn, get Rosanna. This is ugly. Go ahead. What you want to know?
Okay, Ian, I have some, I have a most recent TikTok that disappeared, and then I have some TikToks that I missed during the last show. TikTok.
God bless you. God bless you, Bob. Bob, bless you for letting Bertrand save the day, because God
we'll
damn.
See.
We'll see, Ian. You might have to censor since you have a throat now, some of these are a little bit nuclear hot as infusion. But, okay, Ian.
You mean Zach on TikTok? Is that the one you ring?
Beg pardon?
Zach on TikTok, is that the one you mean?
We may use in a different word, but I have different labels. But this is one that I received on December 11th, Are You Ready? And it was really short. It said Moscow is burning, we have more attacks on the power grid, and that Russia. Okay, was there any, is that accurate? Was that accurate? Moscow is burning?
It is. Not was accurate, it is accurate. Yeah. See, okay. See, here we go, Bob. We told you. Here we go. We start with this bullshit. We're going to answer his questions. It's going to be too much. All right, so here we go. Number one, this is the part where Bob should have jumped in and said, hey, Bert, let's change the subject. Or, hey, Bert, how you feeling? Or, hey, Bert, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? This is what Bob's supposed to be jumping and doing. So instead, he didn't do that like he was supposed to do. So ask that question one more time and see what happens.
The Are You Ready TikTok disappeared because I couldn't save it and send it to Ed. But it was really brief, so I was able to catch it. For some reason, Ed couldn't play it, but it stayed active, but then it disappeared on my end of the world. But it was stating that Moscow was burning, we had more attacks on the power grid, and that Russia is saying it would partake in preemptive nuclear strikes. Now, is that accurate?
Okay, here's the words. There's five things that are going on there that Bob should already jumped in here and said, stop. But he didn't do that. So we're going to do it. Fuck it. Bob didn't jump in, and Bob's in charge. Bob rules the world, so fuck it. He's going to answer it. Now, we've been waiting on you, Holmes Gillett, for a long time. We got this. We warned Bob. We told Bob. We said, Bob, he knows things he's not supposed to know. You turn him loose, it's going to get ugly. I'm just saying, just so everybody knows. Here you go. Russia is in trouble. Number one. Number two, Russia is fixing to set a gold standard for their oil.
Yeah, I saw that.
Since old Biden, not Obama, since old Biden is not going to pump any oil anymore, Russia is going to make a barrel of oil or two barrels of oil equal to a gram of gold, which would make, if it increases the way it's supposed to, would make a ounce of gold $3,655 a barrel. Okay, that changes. That's a game changer. That takes Saudi Arabia out of the conversation. Okay, next phase. They are in trouble because they have to bifurcate the condition, which means everybody's got to agree to this cannotated capacity. They likely would, since the U.S. dollar ain't worth bullshit. Number five, what's left of the Qin Dynasty? What's left of the Qin Dynasty? That's the fifth part. Now, Bob, you need to delete. I know what's his name fucked up. Hey, Cheeseburger Bill! You gotta delete that part. You can't play that. Cheeseburger Bill! You gotta delete that. You can't play that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I saw that about the gold standard oil, so
This is Bob's fault. He was supposed to stop all this, so you can bless Bob for that. Okay, ask some more good stuff. Ask some more shit that you ain't supposed to have, honey.
Okay, well, okay, on November 30th, there was Archbishop Carlo Vigano, former Secretary General of the Vatican, and he was making a warning about the people, the coup d'etat against the people. So was he warning about the central banking cryptocurrency
implementation? The fall of it. No, no, the fall of it. The fall of that cryptocurrency, yeah.
Mm, okay, okay.
Pop goes the weasel.
Yeah. Hey, I have the other TikToks lined up for this coming weekend, so these are old ones. Okay, yeah. Ion,
you knew what you did. You got a dick, let's fuck. I ain't weeds here.
But I've reviewed them all, but I haven't, like, posted questions. But these are old ones. Okay, Ion, was it a joke on December 1st that you sent me a TikTok that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is going to put plastic in the food pyramid? Was that a joke?
They already have. That's not going to be. They already are. You can't have it. McDonald's. Okay. Do the math.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's sells millions and millions and millions of hamburgers and millions and millions and millions of quarter pounders. If you do the math on how many they sell, there ain't that many goddamn cows in the goddamn world. So what are they mixing in the goddamn hamburger to sell that many? Either they're lying about how many hamburgers they sell, or they're lying about what's in the goddamn burgers that they are providing. Come on now. A Wendy burger don't taste like a goddamn hamburger. Now we're not talking about McRib now. We love a McRib. We fussing about McRib. It's very, very, very produced. It's not like pig meat or something, so don't worry about that. But we love it, the McRib. But the point is, there's not that many cows in the world to produce the number that they are presenting on their site to say that they produce. So the answer to the question is, lots of plastic already in play. And the FDA acknowledges that there's that plastic.
Damn.
God bless Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Okay,
I know. And the FDA that she so kindly supports.
Okay, and that brings up another question that I read a headline. I don't read the articles, I just read headlines. Is it true that they're using bug dust for food filler as well?
Yeah, of course. They've been doing that for some time now. That's where you get the Impossible Burgers. You gotta have something to fill it. You know, as long as you make the filler taste like something. That's been going on for some time, and we ain't mad about that. We don't care. Even my worm or bug or grub.
Okay, and that reminds me of a few months back. You made a statement, and I'm probably the only one that heard it, about that they're going to reconstitute protein.
Yeah.
What's protein? Is that part of that?
That is. That is what you consider as protein. See, we give you a lot. That's why you're number 87. Because we give Bob a lot of grift. Because you pay attention and you hear shit that nobody else hears. And you go back through and you listen really close to the words that are actually said. And you pay attention to it. Because it somehow matters, somehow, in your position or condition responses, that you can come back and say, okay, Ion, and 1937, you said, blah, 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 blah. You know those words. It's like, Houston, hey, I had a problem. Mont Blanc is not in good shape today. Did you know that?
Mont Blanc? The mountain?
Yeah, do you know Mont? Do you know Mont Blanc?
I recall, I mean, I know there's an ink pen, but also I'm aware that there is a mountain.
No. The Alp, Mont Blanc, it's in trouble.
Okay, I have to look at that. That's not,
You'll see.
Hey, Ian, I figured out last week when you said I'm number 87, 8 and 7 is 15, and 1 and 5 is 6, so I'm good. When you call me 87,
oh, yeah.
I said it's
no,
number 6.
No, you're fine. We were dapping on Chad. That used to be the old number one. Who's trying to rise himself out of the ashes like the phoenix from the ashes. Who's listening? He's paying attention. But you got the tiger by the tail, honey bunny. We ain't mad. You know what's going on. You know what's up. So it ain't matter. I don't think George Reynolds gonna have anything on you.
Well, that was impossible. Okay, I one more TikTok question.
Thank you. I think you might be all right. What's another one, honey bunny?
Okay. The TikTok of Elon Musk making an announcement that artificial intelligence, we are summoning a demon. Was that some type of, like, advertisement or counter-advertisement for his they did an information update sometime in the end of November, beginning of December. No, it was the end of November about his Neuralink information. Was that sort of like an anti-advertisement?
No, it wasn't anti-anything. It was Bob acknowledging the way of the Lord. That was basically saying that, here we go. Either y'all going to ascend, or this thing is going to take over. Now, here's what Elon has done in the meantime. It's kicked back to say that the tech body is not in charge. So, Bob would say, oh, we're not having a good day. We're having a bad day. Because now they're... Maybe we shouldn't talk about this, but... Is that...
Tech body,
see,
not charged.
See, here we go. See, Bob, this is where you're supposed to jump in and say, shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Don't talk no more. What are we going to? Because he didn't jump in, so fuck it. Okay, here's where it's kicking back. The human ascending, however few, are now kicking back to say, wait a minute, I can't believe what I see. Wait a minute, I can't believe what I know. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. And then Elon Musk pays 10 times too much goddamn money with this not real money for some bullshit to now explain that the yellow dog goddamn Democrat took over the election and this and that and kid and that and body-dotty-body-dotty-dotty. Then you can't put them all in a bag and come out from the Democrats or the Republicans and tell one from another because they're all goddamn gone. That's what you need to know. They're over. They're through. All of it is through. So then it comes in. We better hush. So, better ask a question, Bertrand, so we can answer.
Yeah, we carry on. Can you identify the they that are through? You're saying the Democrats are through?
And the Republic.
All of them are through. All of them.
Well, see, where's Bob when you need him? You can't depend on Bob for shit. God damn, here's where he jump in and says, hey, Bert, blah, 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 and then change the subject or say something ridiculous. Where you can depend on him. You know, he leaves a nigga out there on the edge. He leaves a nigga out there on the edge.
Right, come on.
Say something. So we're going to bust a cap in somebody's ass. That's what he's trying to say. Okay, he can't define it. All right, here's what's going to go down, honey. Since he ain't going to say nothing, here you go. Here's your free part. didn't cost you a goddamn penny. It's over. That part is over. The security agreements have already been signed and adjudicated, and that's why they wrap in the Capitol right now where you can't see it. That's why the aliens are doing what they're doing. That's why you've not seen a single goddamn one goddamn picture of the Pentagon in the last 180 days. Not one picture of the Pentagon in the last 180 days. It's done. Bob's fixing to go to the wall. Fixing to be settled. Fixing to be done. You don't got to worry about it. If Bob don't fuck this up, he fucks it up. God shaved the queen. She's at Sandringham if you need to go visit. She's at Sandringham if you need to go visit. But if you don't, it's all done. This meal is terminated. Pretty much. But we're trying to be nice and being kind and, What's your name in Texas has a new house? Oh, that's all good.
Suzanne?
No. Well, she does. Suzanne does have a new house. Oh, now it goddamn.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Bob.
JW pleaded with me to interrupt the IR because I was going to say, look at that. I'm with the people. I didn't stop IR. Now he told you everything.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Ion. Ask Ion another question.
Okay. Now, hey. You be sure and tell the grand jury when they're asking Bob about those questions. You be sure and ask the grand jury when they're asking Bob about those questions about what happened with Mr. Sandman. What happened to Mr. Sandman for another $6 billion that went to Bob's account. Yeah, you be sure to ask him about that. That's the rest of it. Yeah, you call the fiduciary on that. See, what the?
Well, we better digress. Okay.
Bless Bob.
Okay, Bert.
The perp walk. Stop. The perp walk is coming up for somebody very soon. Mark my words.
Bob. Bert. Yeah. Let's talk about Karen's hand. This is important. When you were asleep, Karen's hand, when you were asleep and you were laying on your belly, you normally don't sleep on your belly. Is that true?
You're very accurate with that, Ian, and I don't even recall ever sleeping on my back. I'm on my belly. So
Right. But you were rolled over on your belly, and Karen was asking you a question. You looked, and you didn't know what to say. Then you looked on your phone. You could tell Carolyn's hand, which is crazy, because it was, Bob, don't you say a goddamn thing. This is important. So you looked over and you saw, Carolyn's hand.
Bert.
That's good. So you looked over and
I'm
you saw
I'm not saying anything, Bert.
Uh-oh.
We'll wait till Calvin gets home, by God. We don't have to put up with this shit. It's very significant because it's the connection between Calvin and your meat sack body, which is feeling better now.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I noticed that today.
No, but it's not over. It's not over. It's just sidebar. Now, come, you don't know shit. Honey, you got
I play like
know
I do.
You. Well, okay, you can play. I'm a good lawyer. I play one on TV. Okay, that's good. No, you have no idea because your threshold of pain is not based on reality. Your threshold. Let me say this again. Your threshold of pain is not based on reality. A lot of people are listening to this, and well, there's at least 11. Aren't there 11, Bob, or 12 listening?
11. 11 million.
Maybe me a dot more than 11 or so. Since we're the only game in town, since everything we said is going on, since we said Bitcoin was going to zero, since we said the world was falling, since we said all the economy was falling, since we said the world was falling, since we said this is all over. It's like Venezuela's a good, is a nice vacation spot. We said, ha, 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 it's great fun. Everybody's laughing. They're laughing now, but they're going to be crying before they go to bed. But the point of the order is it becomes back to a place where you can say, wait a second. Let's see how reality works. Reality works from the standpoint, if you listen to us for any length of time, make sure you're conditionally responsively based. Do you have 2 or more weeks worth of food?
Yes.
Do you have 2 or more weeks worth of any kind of water you have? Doesn't even have to be good water, just water.
I just loaded up yesterday. Funny, because I'm feeling really weird since I had that. I survived that attack. I am looking at everything other than listening to you and Bob as a distraction. I mean, every fucking thing. Even people talking to me is a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just upped my water yesterday.
Good. Okay. Do you have an amount, a month supply of an apple cider vinegar?
No, but I will get that.
You're going to need that. You're going to need that as an astringent with everything else going on. Because when you have no ability or capacity to, like, bathe, vinegar is the only astringent that's going to work to keep you through a short-term position. Okay. Now, in the place of ascension, you're ascending. If you're on that pathway or partition, that's a little bit different. But Bob won't even acknowledge that. Who's making noise? Bob, what are you doing? Stop all that. God damn, stop that shit. Come on, Bob, fix your phone. Fix your phone. You're making noise. This is crazy. You're letting us talk when we shouldn't be talking, and then you're making noise behind us. This is ridiculous. Lord, suffering cat. Go get Carolyn. Carolyn, go get Carolyn. Go get Carolyn. She can make some nut pate and grind it while we're working here, Bobby. It's all good. Okay. So what happens is that astringent's going to be very necessary to, like, wipe your rims with vinegar. You may have to can some things. So you have to have the vinegar. We call it vinegar. Vinegar to be an astringent. Keep things off, because what's going to happen is, God damn, Bob. Bob's moving bodies out of the library. Bob's moving bodies out of the library. Yes, Bob. Yes.
I'm putting the bodies in the vinegar vat.
I say, in the lime the Kevin delivered. That's right. He's got more lime in the library than bodies. That's why he's got books. So what happens is that vinegar is going to be an incredible astringent. In the process of the body's exodermis shifting in the new environment. Bert, if you look real close, we can talk about this later. It's not serious.
Yes, it is, Ian. No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. If the astringent level of the environment turns one more mark in the negative pH, you're going to have an incredible, serious malady in the dermis. Which means everybody's going to have a melanoma on their skin if they're not in a conditioned position for ascension. So they're all going to get melanoma and all die of cancer, I guess is the way it is, or some terrible Hodgkin melanoma.
So, Ian, so the apple ace, the apple vinegar is used to clean the body. Is that what you're saying?
Not yet. Not yet. It's just everything about the body. Okay. You're in a different place. When I'm listening now, the whole
I'm all
you're
here.
Doing
I'm
good.
I'm listening and hearing.
You're doing good. But everything you embrace should be wrapped with vin. Okay? So have a glass or have a jar. You'll wrap it with, take a little thing and wrap it around white vinegar. That's all.
Okay.
But now, like things that you're canning, I don't know that you're canning, but if you had something that was canning or that was preserved, you would wrap it and wipe it in white vin to take out. Because normally we would say, use bleach. Bleach doesn't work on this. Vinegar works on this because as you ascend, you're going to have a higher tolerance to everything else. But there are a few microbial, you better hush. Okay, save this. Carolyn's going to develop this later because she'll get a bunch of it. There are microbials that are going to be not pleasant for the ascending human because the powers... Because, Bob, where the fuck are you? Because the powers that be are not going to allow ascension. They're going to do everything. That's the now. Do not give any goddamn credit to goddamn George Soros, motherfucker. Sandman Freed gave more money than goddamn George Soros did, and he's a goddamn 30-year-old vagabond. He don't know nothing about nothing. So don't give him any credit. But there is a faction that understands. It's a faction that understands how powerful hydrogen is. And they'll use hydrogen as an effect to cause you to be less than. That's not the case. Just be careful. Just mind yourself. We told Bob it's going to be a monster show. Do you agree?
Yes, what you just laid out in the last... whatever minute, time, yes, go ahead. Yep.
It doesn't matter what Rosanna thinks about it. Got that, right?
Gotcha.
Okay,
if she likes it or don't.
That's
thanks,
enough. Now he cut your ass. After we give the secret, the keys to the kingdom, now he cut you off. That's our
phone.
Evan
with
our
clear phone and her probing questions. Evan's got to get the hell out of L.A. by midnight tonight. Deal with that, Evan.
Come on, can I just have a bubble here?
Hey, sugar baby. Hey, sugar baby. We want to lick your labia, honey. Come on. Let's do it.
You know what? It's so funny you're, like, on this condom thing because just on some news, I saw Pornhub's top, you know, tweeted search results for Pornhub for the world. So I'm like, gosh, I come on this call and it's Pornhub. But it's okay, yeah. So right on time.
What did Pornhub say? What was the top thing?
Oh, well, guess what? The top search term was lesbian. After that was this thing called Hentai, which is this anime stuff. All that tech body stuff.
Oh, Lord Jesus
Christ. Okay.
And then third was Evan, so it was interesting. So. There you have it.
Ebon?
Sorry.
The third word was Ebon?
No, not Ebony. Ebony, not Ebon.
Oh, Ebony. And the second was some kind of Japanese anime porn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, people like that, eh?
That was crazy.
Lesbians. Yeah, lesbians are number one.
Top. Yeah, funny, right, these times. And it was great. They broke out, like, each state's what they were into, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And So it's just really funny. Well, they, you know, they're just talking about the missing, you know, you have those kids, who are those kids that are angry at women, who always feel rejected. That's a whole new segment of male type of thing. And,
incels,
right, you know. So, anyways, it's a fascinating thing in breakdown of proper coitus, I think.
And incels are a factor in there?
Well, I just think this is where they are. I think that this is what kind of drives this porn and this anime.
Lesbians aren't there. They're busy. The lesbians get all the action, aren't they?
Well, you know what? It's just... No, lesbians are nesters. They are nesters. They aren't out there flipping around and stuff like that. But okay, enough of that stuff. Ion. Hello.
Let's see if Ion comes back.
Oh, no.
Okay, Ion's back.
Oh, hi, Ion.
I mean, let me tell you what. You spread that thing apart a little bit, you get that tongue right in the base of it, come up on the top, you go down and up and down and up. Next thing you know, everybody relaxes. Once they relax, then you go to town, then it gets tight, then you know what you got something going on. Let me tell you what, you knock the little man out of the boat, that thing blow up on you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I looked down the notes for Iron Bob. You know what the notes say? It says, Evan at 5:53. First Pornhub, then the second topic, Iron describes Evan's vagina. So people can all look at
that. Hell yeah. Let me tell you what. We'll take that little man, we'll lay him by. He'll stand at attention, we'll lay him by. And if you do that right, baby, let me tell you, hey, Evan, if you do that just right, you can have it any time you want to, baby.
Come on, let her have a question.
You do it right.
Evan, this should tell you, though.
You put us on mute for 27 minutes. Why the fuck do you think we need to get a question?
Evan, this is Whistling in the Dark. It's so bad out there that Ion is doing all this because he can't talk about what has to be talked about. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Well, you know what you did? Let him with Bert say a couple of things, which is great.
Yeah, you know? Okay, let's see if you get a question in. Quick.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Ion.
Say something for him. No, don't say hi.
Question. Okay. All of a sudden, we were talking about how Antarctica was closed out, et cetera. All of a sudden, there was so much activity down there. People are going across that ocean of doom, and they're taking cruises.
1957, Dr. Admiral Burge. Yeah.
Yes, very sure. But why is it now so back and open when, for a while... you
because
were saying
Bob,
that and our...
because of Bob.
I'm back, Evan.
Okay.
Because
did he say 57, Bob, 47, no. or 67? What date did he 57.
Say? 57.
57. Oh, yeah, Admiral Byrd. Don't. Yeah, okay. Doesn't matter. The point is that Bob's now kicking it. So they have no choice. Who is typing? God damn, who is typing?
And don't
type so loud.
Is that also where there is a kind of a United Nations of these alien species?
No.
I know that
not. No. There is no, they were already united. There's not a United Nations of the aliens. They were already aliens. And they're in Antarctica.
Are they?
You're trying to be soft. We're trying to be soft and not promulgate flat earthers.
Oh, got you.
So
yes. And we are talking about the A's, the B's, the under earthers, the A1s.
Just say it like that because the perfect example of that is We ain't seen the last picture of that Pentagon lately. They
right,
even
I
show
know
it
why
would
you were. That's
yeah.
It's really fascinating you're pointing that out.
Yeah.
That's
and then they show the White House, then they show the Roosevelt room where Biden